I interviewed a four person today for a role as product marketing manager. The four candidates I have, one was from India, one from Lithuania, another one from Poland, and another one from Germany. And the funny thing is actually the role was fully based in Denmark, in Copenhagen, since it's seems the procedure to hire from abroad is of it's still a lot of documentation, but the process is pretty simple. You don't have to justify, like in the US, why you want to hire someone from abroad, and therefore that's why so many people are applying from all over the world. And one thing that is really important when you speak English is, yes, many people focus on the vocabulary. So how much I'm learning, I need to learn more vocabulary. I need to learn the grammar, the list of irregular verbs. But one thing people don't think enough of is that you can know actually all the vocabulary you need, but there's two things that will 100% kill your chances in a meeting or in a job interview. And the two things are that, one, you don't want to be speaking and always have or be very slow. The way you want to speak has to be fluent, so that the person can really enjoy the aspect of it's a discussion, it's an exchange. The second thing is the accent. Yes, everybody has an accent. Like today, for example, out of the four, one, two, three, like they had more or less stronger accent, but all of them, no, not the one from Germany, but the other one, you could tell they had an accent. But it was, the positive thing is that it was not, the accent was not killing the conversation. It was not strong enough so that you would have to focus hard to try to understand what they're saying. That's what you want to avoid. So whatever your accent is, you just need to make sure by having feedback from peers or from a coach, you need to make sure that your accent can be understood by other people from other countries. So if you have a French accent, you want to check with someone who is a non-French person, because for a French person listening another French person speaking English, it will be easier. The same way, for if you have a strong accent in Indian, someone who speaks Indian will be able to follow your English even if your accent is very strong. I remember at work we had a meeting with a French person from the south of France, and I'm familiar, I'm at ease with the French accent because I'm from France, I've been working with a lot of French people. So when we went into that meeting, it was pretty easy for me to follow, but I could feel how strong the accent from that person was. I know it was very hard, but I was just used to that accent. When I hung up the phone and I followed up with one of my colleagues who was from Copenhagen, they immediately told me, oh my God, it was so hard to follow the discussion. I struggled, it was exhausting. And it's because it was the first time that this Danish colleague was in contact really directly to follow a meeting and to have to understand with someone from France with a strong accent. So it really made my colleague exhausted to have to struggle and follow the meeting. And it doesn't make the experience enjoyable, and you don't focus really on the ideas that the person is trying to convey. You're just trying to follow the point that needs to be made. So those two things are essentials, like they are prerequisite before you want to go any further into learning more grammar and more vocabulary. You first need to make sure that you have the foundations right. So the foundation being that your accent is nice and cute, but you need to make sure that it's not blocking the dialogue. And because the dialogue is about enjoying a moment of discussion with someone else. So you want to make sure that this moment is enjoyable for the other person. So having an accent where it's not too strong so that the other person can follow. And the other thing, avoiding the or stopping constantly to think of your idea. In both cases, it's about training yourself. So you need to have ideas already, right? So when you go into a meeting or when you want to have a call, in 80, 70% of the cases, you know already what you need to talk about. You know already what is the idea you want to share. And you can anticipate as well what is going to be the counter argument of the other person in front of you. So it's a lot about preparing so that you can train yourself, record yourself before those discussions actually happen at work. And you can hear yourself before and test yourself and even ask for feedback. Hey, listen to me. This is the idea I want to convey to you. Can you follow? Is it enjoyable to follow? And with those two things in place, after that, yes, it's time to go much deeper into the grammar and the vocabulary in your industry.